Now, I have with me, joining me in this studio this morning, Andrew Van Gamet. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Hang on, I've got to give you a cent.
Good morning.
There you go. Now I can hear you.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Very well. It's a beautiful morning.
It is a beautiful morning. So now, you've got a concert coming up. It's, I've got I've got the wonderful...
It's West End of Broadway.
That's right. Now, what decade are we in, though? Because I remember last year you were saying you were going to go by decades.
Yes. So it's sort of almost a part two, really, of our major gala concert for the year. Last year we focused on the first 50 years of the 20th century and went through some of the musicals that were popular of the time. And so this time we're taking it from the next 50 years and to the present. So, we're covering 13 musicals, anything from early on, our earliest is probably South Pacific. We've got a great soloist, Richard Thomas, who's coming in to sing Some Enchanted Evening with us. Mm-hmm. Now, some people who know South Pacific may say to me that, that opened in 1949. Well, I'm claiming that it opened in 1952 in Australia. So it just sneaks into those 50 years. So I thought we'd start there. And then going through a number of other musicals right up to Hairspray.
So
it's really covering the whole period of time.
I was so excited because I've got a CD of Broadway brass band arrangements. Pardon me. And I thought, wow, I could play it any time, of course. But I thought it was good to be able to play it today with this. So, who are your soloists?
Yep. So we have the band playing as a unit, and then we have in each half we have Richard coming on to sing three songs in each half, and we usually get a lot of audience participation singing along as well. And he's featuring the songs from Jekyll and Hyde, This Is the Moment, Miss Saigon, Bui Doi, Les Mis, Stars, which is the great Philip Quast piece, you know, and really, really big numbers. Gethsemane from Jesus Christ Superstar. So we've worked with Richard over a number of years, not only with the band in our events, but certainly in the Manningham area or the Doncaster and Templestowe area, the Manningham carols. So we tend to work with him when we perform at the carols. And we had a relationship over many years, and he's great. He's just fantastic to work with.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So what have you got coming up further in the year?
Yeah, so this is our main event, but we, like all bands, we are busy with many concerts throughout the year. And we will be looking next at we do a series of Sunday afternoon concerts, and our next one would be Spring Favourites. We call them favourites. They're my favourites, of course, because I pick the repertoire.
Well, of course, why not?
And so it's a little less show-based, name listeners will be very familiar with. Philip Spark, we're doing a Klezmer Carnival. A little bit of Granger, Handel in the Strand, and we tend to do a mix of modern but also classical transcriptions. So we'll be doing featuring our brass with water music by Handel, an arrangement of some movements from that. So, and then we just roll into the next year with we're looking at a timpani soloist coming in, and all that's yet to be fully planned, but it's in the works.
It's a lot of organisation, though, isn't it? Really, I mean, you're so busy. And I was also reading about on the website for your band. And if you've got someone who wants to come and join the band, You don't even audition them, is that correct?
We are a non-auditioning organisation, but people come along for a few weeks, have a play, and, you know, if the band's too hard or too easy, I have many connections in the banding community. We intend to then point them on to other groups that may best fit them. Mm-hmm. The most important thing, of course, is to keep music going throughout your life, whether as a listener or a player, just keep that important part of your life there.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Well, thank you for coming in today. It's been lovely to hear about what's happening. Now, tell us, what's your favourite? Did I ask you what's your favourite piece of music?
Oh, I'm not sure anyone can say. I can point to one particular thing. That's really quite hard for me. You know, as most musical directors of organisations, we listen to many, many forms of music, whether it be classical, whether it be originally written band material, or that's just a bit hard to pin down one.
It is really, isn't it?
Sorry, I can't. Just too hard.
All things brass are actually very wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just putting in a CD that I thought I might play.
We've been quite lucky recently to come across some old brass band photographs of the Manningham area.
Oh yes.
Don't know whether you know, but the Manningham area was the edge of Melbourne until about the early 70s. And it was it started off being an orchard-based area, and I've had Jeremy DeCorte looking through some VBL archives and finding some references to old brass bands in the area, and we've been lucky enough to get some photographs even back to 1890, which is very early photographs.
Goodness. That's amazing. They're probably not terribly clear, but
no, they're not for that early technology.
And you
technology.
Don't know who they are. There's
we no, actually do.
You do. They yes. have names.
Yes, because there were a number of families in the area. The main orchardists were the Ormonds, which is a name known in the area through the nurseries, the Zerbys, the Rycheks, and the Finger family, who had an orchard. And in actual fact, the first brass band practiced in Mrs. Finger's laundry. Now, what we think of a laundry nowadays is different.
A laundry, must have been a big laundry.
An orchard laundry, yes, would be actually half a shed.
Yes.
Yeah. An orchard laundry. That's where you wash the fruit. But yes, you imagine a brass band playing in the cold in a tin shed in 1890 on the plains and orchards of the edge of Melbourne in Manningham or Doncaster and Templestowe. We've been looking into the past and trying to get some more information about music in the area.
Oh, well, we'll look forward to hearing more next year when you come back in. You might have some extra gem that's there. So, all right, thank you so much for coming in. Right. Andrew Van Gamert from the Manningham Band, and the date and the time is?
Is the 24th of August, so it's Saturday week. It's a Saturday night concert. So, and it's at Doncaster Secondary College. Just look up Manningham Band on the internet and the information is there.
Excellent. Okay, thanks for coming in.
No worries.